Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
To some, happiness is a good job and a nice home. To others, happiness is being completely independent to do whatever one wishes at any given time. If we were to carefully and seriously analyze each of these things, however, we would find that they are only temporary in nature and extremely narrow in scope. In the very last line of Psalm 144, David sums it up this way: "Happy is that people whose God is the Lord."
I found the joy of living perfect, love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord. No more lonely days of pain and misery, for the door of happiness I found. So divine since I found the Lord. Happiness, I found peace of mind. I found the joy of living perfect, love sublime. I found real contentment, happy living in accord. I found happiness all the time, wonderful peace of mind when I found the Lord. I'm so happy with this brand new melody. I have found that life can be a symphony. Looking forward to that happy jubilee. Glorious symphony all the time, melody so divine since I found the Lord.
Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
Walking with the Savior on the narrow way, doing all that pleases him from day to day, reading from the Bible, taking time to pray. Well, that's the way to find happiness. Doing good to others as the Savior would, living like a Christian in the neighborhood, shunning every evil as you know you should. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Trusting in the Lord when there's a stormy sky, bringing him the troubles that would make us sigh, knowing he will keep us every need supply. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Ready with a witness to his love so true, giving up the gospel as he told us to, serving faithfully in all we say or do. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way to find happiness, is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation. having a part in his salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if teardrops start. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way. Oh, that's the way to find happiness.
In the Old Testament, we find God's earthly people, Israel, blessed with material blessings as a result of their faithfulness to God. The New Testament believer cannot necessarily claim these same material blessings. Although the Lord may see fit to bless with earthly goods, there is no direct promise of such. The Lord reminded his own while he was still on the earth that, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." How then can one find happiness in view of such a situation? The Lord answered this question in the same verse when he said, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Apostle John reminds us that greater is he, the Holy Spirit of God, that is in you than he that is in the world. The New Testament believer is blessed with spiritual blessings. Thus we read in Ephesians chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We are also told in the same passage that we are God's adopted children by Jesus Christ, that we have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, that we have obtained an inheritance, and after we heard the word of truth and believed, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. True happiness results when the believer realizes that these things are all freely received by grace through faith, not of works nor human purchase.
The treasures of earth are not mine. I hold not its silver and gold. But a treasure far greater is mine. I have riches of value untold. Oh, the depths of the riches of love, the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. The treasures of earth must all fail, its riches and honor decay. But the riches of love that are mine, even death cannot take them away. Oh, the depths of the riches of love, the riches of love in Christ Jesus, far better than gold or wealth untold, are the riches of loving Christ Jesus.
Happiness is serving the Lord. Although the task is not easy and there is often a price to be paid, the Lord has promised to give help and strength and courage to his faithful servants. The Apostle Peter expresses it thus, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. The Apostle Paul gives us an insight into this glorious truth in the 8th chapter of Romans, where we read, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
Joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy,